with the contracts.
Okay.
Call our meeting to order.
I'm going to make a motion to approve payroll for next week. For this week.
Huh. I'll second that motion.
Are we part of that? Do we get paid?
No, we don't have to, you know, you don't have to get excited about it, but you do have to approve it if you want to. But that makes it 1 week, you know, 2 weeks closer for us. That's the thing.
All right, then I'll call for the vote.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Checked
it. I second that one, yes, sir. Thank you.
What else do we have this morning besides... I'm looking here, sir.
Well, we tabled...
Nikki's got some administrative stuff, I believe. One administrative thing.
We tabled personnel so we could bring it back up. I forget what time we said we'd do that.
9:30.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the governmental agreements? Okay. Okay.
Well, was that on which one?
Bradleyville.
Okay.
Also in Mark Twain.
Right.
Which I just have to change the name in
there. Okay, that was the one thing that I wanted to talk about this morning was responsibility. Whose responsibility is it going to be if we need to store chips in those areas? I guess we contact the schools. Those have been in place before, but you have different school boards. You have different superintendents.
Well, I mean, are we scheduled to start at 9 or 9:15 with the intergovernmental? What are we scheduled for?
It's under
9 o'clock.
Do you have an administrative first, and then we can
jump
in?
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's do the administrative.
Yeah, that's fine.
Get her back to whatever.
Okay. We need to discuss what is meant by immediate family being able to use the wellness center.
Okay. Do you have a recommendation or an idea?
Well, according to the policy, and this has to do with bereavement, but immediate family is, you know, mother, father, in-laws, brother, sister. Question that has
We're not saying immediate family. They have to be on their insurance policy, right?
Yeah. No, they have to have insurance.
No, they have to be on the county insurance policy, right?
What we worded was, I think, everyone in the household.
Okay.
That's, I think, how we worded it, was everyone in the household of the county insurance. Because we've got, I'm trying to think how, there was a couple scenarios that we discussed during that roundtable discussion we had. Was I thought we said, first of all, someone in the household has to be county insurance, and it is everyone who is in the household.
So it cannot be adults that live outside of the house of a county employee.
Is there three families living together?
Okay, I see what you're saying. One of my recommendations was the county insured and everyone that's covered by the insurance policy.
I have another question about county insured. What if they're on COBRA?
I understand.
A former employee or official.
I understand that. And that's why all of a sudden, there was some hole shot at my plan. But he was like, I would think it had to be current employee. Wouldn't that be a rule? A current employee... covered by at least one person covered by insurance in the household? Or do we say everyone covered in the house?
I mean, you can do what you want.
I understand that, but what's the best way to be specific enough?
Talk about the nuclear family and define nuclear family. Being the...
Wait a minute. We don't want any of your conversation here. That was a joke. Anybody that's out there listening, I'm just teasing.
Well, if you've ever taken sociology, it's...
Yes, I have. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I think we ought to be nicer to our attorney. I think we're very...
It was you, Chuck.
I know. I'm convicted.
The nuclear family, which means...
I disagree with being nice.
Okay. husband, wife, and children. I mean, basically. I mean, if you're going to be not nice, you got to say if they're insured by the county, if they're on the policy, and that wouldn't be all of the nuclear families because some of them don't carry their families.
It would be. It would have to be.
What if we started out, which we've already started. We started with employees. And the ones that are
covered
on the insurance that were paying insurance.
Well, and then
my thought is see how much demand we have. If the demand is not high enough and we want to expand it to XYZ, whatever that is. I don't know. It's just an idea.
The demand is steadily growing. I was down there last night and there were a couple of spouses down there and I don't know if they're on the plan or not.
Okay.
So how many do we have that are already participating who may not be on the health plan? That would be a question to ask, I think. Because then you're going to say, okay, yeah, you came in and you got your card and you're participating, but now you can't.
Good point. We need your all's conversation out loud so we know what everybody's... What has been communicated?
I mean,
to Bob's point, we've got people with cards that already...
Who aren't employees or spouses of employees?
Spouses
who may not
and
be
stuff
on the
like
policy.
That. Well, what
children
we
of employees, but they have insurance.
Well, we have that factor. Plus, we have state employees too. Just remember that.
Right.
The whole thing we have to keep that in mind too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, it would make sense for us to have someone in the household has to have county insurance. It'd be I think it right now, like to Chuck's point, you had to be covered by insurance for you to work initially, either covered by the state insurance working at the judicial facility or county employee that has, and whoever's covered under the county policy. So if you have insurance but you don't work for the county and you don't have a county insurance plan, we at this point don't need to allow them to work in there right now.
I mean, you're not excluding the, say, the circuit clerk's office.
Anybody working in the judicial facility?
Anybody working at the Taney County courthouse or judicial facility is permitted to use the facility.
No. We've already backing up on what we started off with because Mr. Berry came in here and sat down here and talked and said that the people at the health department down here. We're going to use the facility.
We need to sit down and define then exactly who.
But I remember that distinctly. He came in and said,
"This is a lawyer definition that you're going to need, but you need to tell me exactly who it is you want to use the facility."
You guys both remember that, don't you? Whenever he came in.
Oh yeah, he asked if he could use the facility, and we said sure.
Yeah.
There's some justification for using the facility because they're covered under our same lawyer's policy, I believe. So if you want to tie it together.
Now, is the state's also in loggers program, right?
They'll have, I think they're Mosers.
They are Mosers.
Okay.
So back to my question, Nikki, is what have we got happening now?
I'm trying to define
we got people requesting outside that.
What immediate family, what that means.
Okay.
And I have a couple of requests that have come to me, you know, a daughter-in-law, she's grown, she's an adult daughter that lives outside of an employee's home.
Right.
You know, and then we come to, what if you have a divorced family where that's their child, but they live primarily with the other parents? Do you know what I'm saying?
That's more of a gray area, but still. I mean
I'm just trying to cover everything. So.
I mean, 21 is the max child, probably?
Probably you could use the IRS definition on that, whether or not they could be considered independent.
Up to 22, if they're...
I think they'll let you consider them up, you know, at any age, but there has to be something met.
Is this something we want to post next week?
I can see that it might be pretty big. Is that what you're thinking?
Okay, how about someone...
Nikki and Bob work together to come up with some suggestion, and then you come back, when you come back to meet with us, you have something...
Someone that the employee or the employee's spouse claimed as a dependent on their income tax are permitted to use it. How's that sound? That's... kind of rich that day.
It makes it easy. But,
you didn't claim them as a dependent, then sorry. And if they're a divorced child living in the other household and the mother lives somewhere else and they're claiming them, then I guess they don't get to do it.
That's pretty personal.
I already have.
Yeah, we had a copy.
I've already made them copies.
Oh, okay. Don't say that's...
Because in the personnel policy, immediate family says something different.
What
are you talking in chapter 13? 13?
Well, chapter 13.1.
Yes.
Other
that's what you guys
said. Other relatives in the employee's household. So that would give everybody...
I mean, I would think if we limit it to within the household, living within the household, that narrows it down pretty fast.
Because it even covers the stepchildren. You know, if you got foster children, that would even, if they're living in the household, then they're covered.
I'll help write it, whatever you guys want to do. I mean...
I don't want to make any enemies on this deal, but I think they have to be old enough before they're in there. I think we should have an age limit set.
We knew that
they old that they're old enough to understand
that
you can get hurt on that equipment.
No, we have that. We have that ready. We need a maximum age.
So what's the minimum?
The minimum is 12.
12 to 15, they have to have
supervision.
Yes.
And then what's the max age though? 21.
There's not a max age.
Well, I'm thinking if you're at what
insurance carries you to 25. I mean,
our insurance.
Our insurance.
Okay.
So that would be.
Okay. Well, what entity do you call the health department?
Tinian County Health Department.
But what kind of entity? I mean, they're not a state employee, they're a county agency?
They're a special district.
It's county.
Special district?
It's a special district that was voted on by the people probably in the early 1960s.
Okay.
No, I was just looking over while I was talking.
Okay.
But there are other special districts in the county. You've got water districts. You've got the sewer district. You've got the fire district.
But there's
so you don't want to just call it special districts.
But there's some connection because the health department has some place in our audit.
We also have an intergovernmental agreement.
They're underneath us for an audit. Plus, they also use loggers
and animal control.
And animal control, they have our former employees. We contract
they have
with
their,
them.
They're agents of ours for animal control. Yeah.
So what I hear people saying is we're not thinking about going any further than
no.
the health department
right.
and the state employees that's working in the courthouse.
We pay the loggers for them. They pay it to us. And we just pay it.
Okay. Right. Is that why that they're included in the audit maybe?
Well,
it's not just them that's included in the audit. There's somebody else included in the audit, too.
Yeah,
I can't remember who it is.
I just remember when Andy does the audit, there's
he
has something to say about that.
Okay, let me read something back here. County employees with insurance and all living in the household, all state employees with insurance working within the county buildings and all that living in the household.
Another question for you. What about county board members?
Are they employees?
He's causing a problem. I would ignore him.
And then health department with the employee with insurance and all that are living within that household. Something to that extent. So
sounds pretty decent.
Put that in with Bob and maybe that's the angle we go with.
Okay.
Next issue. Administrative.
I'll post it next week.
Yes, please. Bob can work on the wording of that. Something like that. That's the three entities that we're really talking about, it looks like. State employees that are working in county buildings, the health department, and the county employees, and then everyone in the household. That way we don't have to do with immediate family, we just talk about households. We don't have to define what a nuclear true family is. How long ago was that sociology class for you? Back in 1987?
Before that.
86, 85?
He's old. He's old.
The 70s.
Oh my gosh.
He's old. He didn't look it, but he's old. He's old. Okay, under administrative, I see our contract with. Did you get a chance to take a quick skim of that yet?
Right. We got under intergovernmental contracts.
Okay.
Actually, it's an application.
Okay.
And
just want to vote on it so you can sign it.
Okay, great. All right, other administrative we want to talk about before we move on to agreements? Hearing and seeing none.
Okay, how are we going to do this? Here's all the intergovernments, past and present.
Should we just start off with this and get it out of the way?
Oh, it's always about you.
Let's go first.
Okay. There's an application to use Missouri surplus materials, gas masks and other things, surplus materials, but they have to be used for the purpose that you say you're going to use them for. And there's an application in order to participate in this intergovernmental program for surplus property. And it requires a signature by Mr. Pennell. And what he needs is a motion to approve his signature on this Missouri State Agency for Surplus Property application.
A motion to do so. We've done it every year.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you very much.
Bob, in keeping these discussions in 2 minutes or less per topic,
okay.
Remember that.
Okay.
We have a lot to go through here, and that would give us about an hour worth of discussion.
You get a stopwatch?
I have the. I actually do. I'll set my big alarm.
Okay.
The one that sounds like a smoke fire.
Oh,
fire
no. Alarm. They'll think there's an emergency.
Here it goes. I'm going to set it now that you guys said that. You're being hateful.
That was Bob. Danny and I didn't have nothing to do with that.
I'll keep it under 2 minutes.
Okay. Not talking about the administrative side, which is like who's going to call Bradleyville. I would assume that the first one we have up to bat is the Taney County and Bradleyville School District.
Okay, that's Road and Bridge Department. I think that's for Frank to handle.
He'll have to administer it.
Administer it.
What is our typical length of an intergovernmental agreement? 1 year?
One year on those.
1 year, okay.
Why can't they be changed?
They can be changed, and we can do 2 or 3 years, but you can't bind a future commission. Yeah. You can put that in there, and there's no reason you can't do a 2 or 3 year agreement.
I think we need to because we forget. Comes a snowstorm, and then you're back digging around the files looking for the agreement and when it's there.
Okay, let's make a 3 year, these 3 year agreements.
And okay.
That agreement's long since expired, I would imagine.
It is. Frank could administer it.
Mm-hmm.
We got to make sure that Donna obviously records it, and we also have it filed at the Bradleyville school system, too, right?
That's with the Bradleyville schools, correct?
Right. Correct.
Okay.
So that's going to be 3 year. Correct?
Yeah.
Correct. So you want to do a motion for Bradleyville and Mark Twain intergovernmental agreements
to
be renewed for 3 years?
Yep.
So moved.
Duplicated.
Second.
Aye.
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 Should that be for 3 years?
Yeah. Why not? You know something that says that we can't enter into a 3 year agreement?
No, I'm sorry. You're right. The energy commission
except 3 years left.
Sorry.
So there's.
All you do is you put in there.
You got to put some wording in there that it's not binding.
You can't bind a future commission, and it's subject to appropriations. And,
right.
You know, if the future commission wants to honor it, they can, and they will, so it's not a problem. But they can always get out of it if they say that,
All right.
And, of course, we're assuming that Bradleyville and Mark Twain want to continue this.
Right.
If they don't,
and it's my understanding in that contract, if I remember correctly, that there's a section that says anytime you want to withdraw, you can get out, but any work that's been done that you have encountered with your part will have to be paid for.
All right. Moving on. Starting this top watch. We'll even turn the mic on here. This is Dam Site Spring Creek South Sewer Services and Exclusive Territorial Agreement.
Huh. That's not a
doesn't have
a renewable situation.
So don't worry about that one.
Yeah, that just has to do with the, it's like the Branson Exclusive Jurisdiction Agreement that we had so much controversy over, except this one's just for dam site, and it sets forth
so
who has
no,
what.
No, we don't have to be concerned. It's still active.
No.
Moving on to the next one. This one is dated Intergovernmental Data Sharing Agreement for Taney County Digital Geographical Data Sets.
Okay. Who's it with?
City of Branson.
Okay. We need to look at our data sharing agreements, period. There was a philosophy, and rightfully so, of our data being reused by people and us being responsible.
Right.
This needs a little bit of discussion.
A motion to table, then hand it to him.
We're just going to, I wouldn't do a bunch of motions here. I'm just trying to think, How are we going to move forward with this?
We may want to be more liberal in how we treat our data and just put a disclaimer on it, because map companies and other people, they want our GIS data and that sort of thing in order to use it. And we've been pretty restrictive in the past, and we had reasons for being restrictive.
Okay, but is this something you'll research? Is this something the GIS researches? Who takes the action?
I've worked on this with Patsy to a certain extent. We've liberalized it a little bit, but obviously it's something that the commission has to come up with a policy for. But I think you want to liberalize how people get their data and how easy it is. Why do we care if they get the data as long as there's a disclaimer and we're not responsible for it? Let Rand McNally make money off their maps and get the best information possible, even if it's coming from us. Why do we care?
Okay, so you're going to take it.
I'll take the data sharing.
Well, I don't know who else would take it, though.
Well, it'd be me and IS.
Okay, but you're going to be the lead on that.
Okay.
Okay. The next one is, that's the indemnification payment procedure process. I don't know if that's anything.
What is it?
Don't worry about it. We'll go to the next one. There's plenty of other ones. Tennessee County Emergency Management Agency, TCMA, City of Branson. Gosh, well, I mean, time's up.
For the two topics ago.
I didn't stop it. You barely got in on that one, by the way. This is...
So I was compliant then.
You were compliant. Here, intergovernment. We'll go to this one. City of Brent. I mean, there's just piles of them.
We have several with the Taney County Emergency Management, with the Fire District. We have some for the airport, our airport, Taney County Airport, to provide fire service, and some of them may or may not still be in effect. We've got others concerning emergency management services. So we need to look at all the agreements that we have with Chris Burnt and Western Taney County Fire and make sure all of them are up to date. Also with them, we've got cooperative agreements with some districts in Arkansas.
Can we do this, Bob? Can we make a request that Chris Burnt bring us anything that is delinquent or close to delinquent? Isn't that a good idea? Let them bring it to us.
Yeah, but we need to be controlling our contracts and not saying to the people we're contracting with. It's kind of like a lawyer I used to know. He'd every once in a while, when he needed money at the end of the month, he'd have his secretary call the clients and say, "Do you owe us any money? If you do, bring it in." You gotta control your own contracts and not have the other. But you're right. Chris will bring us the contracts, but we need to control our contracts also.
Okay. Here, this one is between City of Branson and Taney County regarding the GIS system, which is similar to this, correct?
It's similar to the data sharing agreement.
Okay.
And that's kind of, it's also data.
So I'll put that together with that pile.
We actually had a specific statute put into place to protect our GIS system, but there are books talking about GIS going to being available online and everything else. So. And
here's one from the 911 between the City of Branson and Taney County. The Taney County has approved the establishment of the operation of 911 emergency telephone system. So that's what this is.
Okay, and I'm not familiar with
it. When did it expire?
It expired... January 1st, 1994.
Yeah, that's why I don't know anything about it.
So what are you going to do with something like that?
You get an 911 is also on yours.
Okay.
Do you pass that on to them, though, Jim? That's where my question was a while ago. What is...
We've been operating under a scheme, whatever it may be, between Branson and Taney County regarding the operation of 911 and how the funds are split and everything else.
Right.
Obviously, there's not currently a contract in place. It'd be good to find out exactly how we're operating and then formalize that in an intergovernmental agreement. We obviously haven't had one in effect for 16 years.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that... You're 16 years out. Wouldn't Chris be the person to...
Not with 911.
Not with 911, but the ones that were with emergency management. 911 would be with our people and them and have them bring them forward?
Well, wouldn't you think if we had the current agreement, we'd have it in the file?
I would say we're probably operating off of the scheme that's in that agreement, and we've never renewed any kind of agreement.
This may be bigger. This may be not the proper way to go through this. Then how do we do this? Because I mean, we got 45 agreements here, and we're going to say we got to check into.
Well, I'll listen to this tape, but we might as well find out what we've got. Let's just go through them.
Okay. I'll stack this.
Some of them we get rid of.
The 911, it seems to me that we could ask Tammy to, in our next board meeting.
How do you operate? How are those guidelines formalized? Is it under the contract of 94, or have there been agreements since then, or is there some statutory scheme? How is it that you operate?
She's going to know how, and she can probably put it in writing for us, or whatever we need.
Okay. Here's the General Aviation Airport in the city of Branson.
Is this the $10,000 that they give us?
Yep. It's the $10,000.
That's expired, and I think...
That was for a five-year period. Mm-hmm.
And I think...
$10,000 a period per year, up to $50,000, and it has expired.
Yeah. And what they're doing now is Mark has gone back to the city of Branson, and he and Dave Woolery approached them, and they weren't... They didn't shut them off, but they didn't say yes either.
Well, excuse me, but we haven't had the airport 5 years.
Yeah, but I think they've met their obligations.
The agreement, though, was $50,000.
And they've already...
They've met it last year.
I believe they've met it.
I see.
Okay. Yeah, so they went back and asked for more. And
I got you.
They got nothing. So we don't care about this then.
We don't need to enter into another one unless they want to give in the future.
Right, Mark is working on that.
Yeah. And if he comes up with something, I'll draft it, or we'll use that to draft another one.
Maybe this and the expired.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm like Chuck, though. I don't believe they've given $50,000.
Mark and Dave Woolery thought they had because they already went to the city board and asked for more.
We had to go to them after the first year and ask for the first year's payment after it was overdue. And then they give us that.
Well, let's put that in, inquire with Mark to see if the contract has expired or has been met. And if it has, it goes in the expired year.
You remember that, Chuck?
I don't have any clue of how much they've paid, but I know we haven't been there 5 years, so we need to check on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me start over again. There's absolutely no way we can give all these action items to Bob. Because we know how full his schedule is. How are we going to do this?
Every one of them needs to be checked to see if it's expired or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is, we need to either rewrite it, duplicate it the same way it is with the new dates.
Well, that one's for Mark Perrin. And I assume that it has expired because it's been met, because otherwise he and Dave would not have gone to the city of Branson asking for a new commitment. They would have been saying, please live up to your commitment, unless they were mistaken.
Let's take it on like eating the elephant. Let's Mark on this one, Tammy on that one, find out where we are, and then come back a piece at a time. And
okay.
If we need to hire somebody to
come
in and help us, we'll have to get somebody to help us.
Okay. Let me go to the easier ones here. Didn't we, the animal impoundment, when we signed over the agreement that we had with City of Branson about picking up animals within the City of Branson?
You mean the health department?
Health department, sorry. Did we
transfer
something?
We transferred all of our contracts over to the Taney County Health Department. And they will enter into any future contracts with the municipal entities.
So if ours were expired...
We're not going to worry about them.
Yeah.
Those will be between the Taney County Health Department and those entities. So
this one is expired. It's for the animal control, City of Branson.
Don't worry about any of those animal control contracts. That's Taney County Health Department at the present time.
Yeah.
And if they need us to do something, they'll ask us.
Territorial agreement with City of Branson and the Regional Sewer District.
Yeah, that's don't worry about that. That's still in effect.
It is still in effect?
Oh yeah. I've got a
2000.
This one's done. This one was.
This is the most recent one.
2006.
Yeah. And I've got a copy. I've got an original in my drawer.
So that's, we're good with this.
I don't know if we're good with it, but we fought like crazy over it, and that's what we came up with.
It's a valid contract.
It's a valid contract.
Current
contract.
And it's current.
It's current, and it's not something that needs to be renewed at any point that I know of.
So we're just going
to
say it's current and leave it there, expired and working on. Okay? Here's an addendum to that contract. We'll put that together. Just make sure you give it back.
Okay. That was damn sight.
These are years of fights.
Airport
some of
indoor
these
billboard lease.
The what?
The airport indoor billboard lease.
Okay, those are contracts, and if they don't re up after they're expired,
January of 2009.
If they don't pay us some more money, then we don't enter into a new one.
So this is expired. Then.
We just Mark to look at.
No, just I'll end them all.
Mark can take care of those. Over there. If Mark tells me somebody else wants to lease a billboard, I'll do a new contract. Otherwise,
right.
I won't.
All right. So here's the first one. Mark, check into.
Okay. I think they may have stopped doing the billboard contracts. I'm not sure.
Okay. Those are expired. We're going to have Mark check into the aviation one, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to put Mark's name on it. Okay. This one is 911. We said we're going to give that to Tammy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You are taking the GIS one?
Correct.
Okay.
In conjunction with the IS department. We've had many discussions, and this is an issue that probably needs to be revisited.
Which one's that?
GIS and data sharing agreements.
Thank you, sir. Okay. And then the Bradleyville is, Bob, you've got to refine this. With the...
The three-year contracts on Bradleyville and Mark Twain Schools.
This is Bob.
Just redo them for 3 years and see if they'll sign them.
Three-year contract.
And we may not be doing that anymore. Who knows? That's up to Road and Bridge, I guess.
We may not even need them.
Yeah.
Intergovernmental here.
I mean, I think basically those were to provide services to two schools, and it was an excuse to do it. So we received some service, storing something.
Picking up trash.
If we still want to help the schools plow their lots or whatever it was, then we can enter the new ones.
It was chips for the chip and seal crews not to have to travel so far.
Right.
This is the intergovernmental specifically for John's Garage, John in Virginia, Boston.
Who are they?
John Boston is a mechanic,
uh-huh.
And he's at the shop used to be at the corner of Quebec and 165 across from Fall Creek.
Okay,
right.
And what year was the contract?
1998.
And that was before my time, and when did it expire?
It does not. It talks about desires to annex DeBranson the property as it becomes contiguous to Branson. So it's basically saying, I want sewer services, and this is his voluntary annexation, maybe?
Into the city of Branson?
Uh-huh.
What does that have to do with us?
We're providing sewer services.
We've provided all the sewer services we're going to provide down at Table Rock Acres.
So which is probably expired.
Yeah, I'd say that's dead, whatever it is.
I see that question.
We sent sewer down to Table Rock Acres, correct? Quebec Road and all that area. We're not planning on putting in any sewer.
How about Bob Paulson and John C.T. just double check? You knew this was going to happen.
Kurt.
Okay.
What you have me with those files? Danny might one week kind of do. You want one?
Yeah. I'm listening while he goes ahead and rolls.
This is sewer services territorial agreement with City of Branson.
Was it 2000?
This is for Emery Creek and Table Rock Acres, Bee Creek, 2000.
Yeah, it was amended by the 2006 agreement. I just put it with the 2006 agreement. It's gone, but you probably want to read those together. So 2000 and 2006 agreements, it's the same thing.
They're all current.
Well, 2006 is the current one, but in case there's any discrepancies, it'd be good to keep them together.
Okay, this is an ordinance. This is not an intergovernmental. I'm not gonna read those right now.
Have you got a city there, Chuck?
Hollister.
Okay.
Here you go.
We're going to duplicate on these with what he's done. So, go ahead.
I mean, this is a memorandum of agreement with the Emergency Management Agency.
For what?
We're basically saying the purpose of this agreement is to establish mutually accepted procedures, guidelines concerning the issue of equipment, of this equipment in preparation for a response to a WMD incident.
Right, right. And is it still in effect or is it expired?
2003, it went into effect. And it does not have...
It does not have an end date?
That is correct.
I'd say it's probably still current. It may be something you want to revisit and look at and see if it's still relevant or does it need to be changed in some way. But it's still
current.
Chris
Burke, probably?
Yeah.
Okay. Danny or Chuck?
This first one is... my file here is Hollister. This is a September 2008... It has to do with Stratford Road Drive.
Uh-huh.
Is in the unincorporated area.
I remember that.
And it just gives Hollister the right to annex. So it's a forever type of thing.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
So,
it's kind
current.
Of a...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you can pass this one down there, but it's a data sharing... Geographical data sharing agreement.
Same thing as the other data sharing.
Same as the other data sharing.
Okay.
Hang on here if I could.
You got one too.
I've got one for Hollister. And so.
Data sharing.
Do we want to keep these separated?
Yeah, we want to keep the data sharing.
Forsyth, Hollister.
It really doesn't matter. Put them all in the data sharing because basically I'm going to take the lead along with IS and we're going to determine what it is we want to do with these data sharing agreements.
Okay.
So data sharing. Where's your data sharing? You got both of them.
I mean, basically what we did with those data sharing is we said, okay, we'll let you have this information if you keep us updated with the information as you get it so we can keep our system updated. There's nothing wrong with that agreement.
Animal control, impound.
Okay, those are probably expired. Those are expired, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's a 2001 territorial agreement with County Sewer District in Hollister.
And we're working on a new one in the sewer district right now.
So we better just leave that in the file, right?
Just leave it in the file. It's not. It'll be changed by the new one, but, you know,
okay.
like with Branson, you'd want to leave them together.
I'll go next. So what about the dam site south services? Is just leave it in the file?
Dam site south services?
And south sewer services, exclusive territorial agreement made in May of 2009. With City of Branson and us.
That's the same deal as the exclusive territorial agreement that you have, the 2006 and 2001. It just has to do with a different geographical area. It's down by the dam where they're putting
right.
in the sewer.
What contract? Leave it?
It's a current contract with us and the City of Branson concerning the territorial area down there at dam site.
So it's current?
Yeah.
Can I have another paper cut?
Animal control.
Go ahead.
I don't know what it's doing in there, the same agreement, but it's talked about the
animal control.
Yeah. Okay, I've got the agreement with Hollister and MoDOT, or actually I guess it's just between Hollister and Taney County, on the interchange, 65
where we spent $3 million.
Exactly.
That's done.
It's done, but just won't stay
I mean,
here.
It's a historical contract. We probably want to keep it, but it's a done deal.
Well, we wouldn't want to keep it. Donna has it.
That's what I'm talking about.
So we can put it in the expired pile. We don't need to have it in our active pile.
It's an expired.
Better make sure she has it.
Well, we'll make sure of all those.
Make sure she has
all the
of them.
Expired. But I was going to put all the expired in one big pile and make sure she has all the expired.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. because 65 has been extended all the way to the Arkansas border.
That expired too?
Animal control.
Animal control. Okay. Okay.
This is the 8 cent sales tax agreement with the city of Forsyth on the sewer.
So that's probably current, then, is it? Not?
I don't remember. What is it again?
8 cent sales tax agreement with the city of Forsyth on the sewer. Their portion of the eight.
No, this says half cent.
Oh, is this the distribution agreement with all of the cities?
Right, but it's got half cent, but it's
there's a 25%, and I don't think that's it. There's a 25% of the sewer sales tax monies that's divided equally among the municipal entities. And there's an agreement signed by all of those entities and the county and the sewer district as to the scheme for...
That's what this is. It says like 25%.
That's current if it's the most updated version. And I don't know if it's the most updated version.
County, 99.
No, I don't think that's the most updated version. I think there was another one that was reached in the basement of the bank over here that it was about 2002, 2003 maybe.
I don't know what you want to do with it.
I would keep it and find the other 25%. I know John Soutie would have a copy of it. I think I probably have a copy of the current one in my office.
Okay. That's something that we need. All municipalities, we need to verify that those are current.
Right, and the most recent one is current.
Let me have that. I'm going to put a note on it, and we'll tell Mr. Suti to double-check all municipalities. Right?
Right. Well, he's going to know just exactly what it is because they operate under it every day. When the municipalities want a share of their 25% monies, they have to go under the terms in that agreement.
But we want a copy of the agreement.
Right.
Okay, so John needs to make sure they're all current and we have copies of the agreement.
Right.
Exactly. Okay, I've got here with agreement with Hollister on taking care of utilities and this and that at the airport. It was done in 2005.
Okay.
This agreement shall automatically renew each year on its anniversary before...
Unless somebody takes action to cancel it. It's current.
So they just stay in here?
Yeah, it's current.
This is Shorty Cooper Street agreement with the city of Forsyth.
So that's
relocation.
That's current.
Yep, leave it in that
file. What did we say? Are we living up to it? I'm just teasing. No, I'm not.
Day of July, 2006. Okay, that's that.
This is another sewer. Same thing as
that one?
The one we just had for Forsyth, that's the Hollister equivalent.
Okay.
Hand me another one of those files there, Chuck.
Rockaway Beach. Let me have your file back there, sir.
Just kept on that it got one thing in it, and that's the
memory here.
That's current.
All right, here's the 2000 collection system operation and maintenance contract with the city of Hollister. This is the one that they wanted out of and we took out of, let them out of, right?
The original exclusive jurisdictional agreement made them responsible for taking over the sewer lines all the way out to Poverty Point, and that was renegotiated and that was ended.
Well, I'll just keep this here for history, though, right?
I don't know exactly what you're looking at, but...
Taney County Regional Sewer District Collection System Operation and Maintenance Contract. What is this? Between the district and Hollister.
So is that expired?
I don't know.
Yeah, it probably is. It's been redone, like you said.
I think it's probably been redone. Put it with the Hollister Exclusive Jurisdictional Agreement.
Well, if it's expired, we knew it was going to expire.
I need to look at it more closely.
Well, then I'll just tell John to look into it.
Have John look into it.
Yeah, let's all just have John look into it and make sure it's current.
That's an amendment.
Okay.
Yeah, it's no, not we, current, we don't, I'm quite sure.
We don't want you taking everything here.
I don't want to take everything. Okay, there's your Hollister.
That's Bob, current? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bob, not Bob, John.
This is a Rockaway Beach agreement with Corps of Engineers, and Taney County paid $94,560. Rockaway paid $15,000 on the aqua restoration project at Rockaway Beach. It just needs to be kept for a matter of record, don't you imagine?
Yeah, that was probably about 2000, 2001, 2002, maybe the longest Joe Channing signed on that.
It's Chuck. It's 13th day of January 2003.
Let me see that. I wonder if that's our pumps that we did for him.
I thought that was with Rick, what's his name, Hodge came over, and we were going to dredge out the area, and we were going to pay
There's
part of it.
Data sharing.
Data sharing.
That's probably done with Rockaway.
Here's another data sharing.
This is data sharing with the natural gas company.
This is the City of Rockaway data sharing.
You need anything in our auditories, or what do you need for? You need that? Me.
Thank you.
On what?
Okay.
1999 intergovernmental agreement sales tax distribution. Same thing as we had a while ago. Do you want to leave it in here, or
is it expired or current?
Well,
what year is it?
It says 1999 on it, but
when it's the same as the other one.
We need to check into it. I'll make a note and make a change. We'll make sure it's current.
All right, there you go.
I imagine there's one in every city's file.
Every city's file is going to have the same thing. I don't know whether they have the same dates on them or not. But
I'll take that folder. Here's another one.
County paid $15,000 on those pumps. Folder. Rockaway Beach.
Uh-huh. And it's already done?
It's done.
Well, why don't we just put it in the expired category?
Expired. But the expired, we're going to keep copies of them, right?
Yeah.
The clerk will have copies.
I'm making sure of that.
We don't have to, like, re-up a contract or anything. Right. We don't have to do anything with it.
It's history.
You want to just give me that? I'm going to be here for these intergovernmental agreements right now. This is... Can I come over and see you?
Well, I'm going to wait to go do this. This is the Missouri Highways and Transportation Cost Appropriations Agreement. So I'm going to wait and let us all.
Okay, here's another one then.
You guys think it's the same thing?
Nope.
You got copies of them too, don't you?
I gave
them
to you.
All right.
Okay, this is the Child Support Services Agreement we entered into in 2009.
Yeah, that'd be still current, I would imagine.
Yeah, for December of 08, we signed it. There are more.
Okay, this one I don't know what it is, but you'll have to help me out. This is an agreement as 2001 between the corporations of City of Branson, Village of Indian Point, Branson Area's Lake Chamber of Commerce, and Indian Point Chamber of Commerce.
Uh-huh.
Terms of... This is to establish the Tourism County Enhancement District.
TCED, yeah.
Yeah. So, this is just the establishment of that organization.
Correct.
So, it doesn't expire, it's just the establishment of it. So.
Right, and there'd be a statutory period of time or a statutory way to disband it. But until that happens, it exists. And we don't need to do anything further with that.
Okay, so, this looks like the original.
Oh, wow.
It looks like the original. So we probably need to get it at the clerk's office.
Yeah.
And make a copy.
Make a copy before you give it to the clerk's office.
You know, what are you naming this type of stack?
I'm just making notes on each one of them, and then we'll kind of divvy them up. So this is the TCD.
That would not be in the expired.
Right.
What is that label? That's not a contract, is it?
It's an agreement.
Okay.
It's labeled agreement.
All right.
On someone's typewriter.
Did I sign off on that? I must have.
Let's put it this way. This is how it's interesting. Ron Huff signed off of it, who wasn't the mayor.
Pro tem.
Pro tem, though.
Uh-huh.
herald somebody. We actually had no Taney County people sign off on this thing.
Does that mean that it's not valid? I'm just kidding.
It probably does mean that.
I doubt.
Indemnification and payment procedure agreement. City of Branson paying $1.2 million to, in connection with the extent of city's obligation actually incurred in Timberrock Acres portion of the sewer services inclusive territorial agreement.
Uh-huh.
Where does that go?
That's current. Basically, that would have a lot to do with the...
and JC
Industries. JCI Industries lawsuit. Actually, the original contract, I think, was with the city of Branson, and they gave us the contract and signed off on it.
So this is current?
This is current.
Yeah. This agreement doesn't include Taney County. This is just hooking those cities together. Branson, Indian Point.
So that's a current contract.
I probably never even saw that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we never signed it, so.
I don't think it has anything to do with us. It's just something we got. The county was responsible for establishing the district.
Right.
Okay.
But this is where those entities are hooking
together.
It may be
something we wanted before we were willing to agree to the district. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Here is supplement agreement, Green County.
That's the child support.
So that's all current. Okay. Okay, here's another one. Ordinance approving an agreement between the Taney County Regional Sewer District and City of Branson. Authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement. I think just an FYI.
I think that's the ordinance that approved them being able to sign that
right.
Extra jurisdictional agreement, I would imagine.
So that's a current thing.
What is that dated?
February of 2000.
That's the original exclusive jurisdictional agreement. I put that with the exclusive jurisdictional agreement with the city of Branson.
That's current.
Well, that's the 2000 one. 2006 is current. I'd put it with it.
Oh, that's the one you're reviewing then. Sorry.
Well, I'm not actually going to review it, no. It's the exclusive jurisdictional agreement, which we spent a lot of time on and redid in 2006. And I said keep the 2000 with the 2006. And you might as well put that one with the 2000 and 2006 agreements on next jurisdictional agreement.
Gotcha. Here it is.
Okay. This is a 2008 Foresight agreement. We might as well keep it. It's for all the sewer agreements.
Is it current?
Wastewater service agreements, 2008, right on up to date.
This is MoDOT.
So that's current?
I guess.
It's filing to 2008 signed on what they're going to do on this water agreement on
purchase of a treatment capacity.
Yeah, daily flow and everything from Ozark Beach.
Are they duplicates? We don't need both of them then.
Well, one of them probably should be in the clerk's office.
This one here is a cost share agreement with MoDOT and the city of Forsyth.
Coyd Boulevard?
For Coyd Boulevard.
Whatever happened with that idea? Did they ever put in a turn lane? Is it done?
Yeah. No, it's not done. They're still waiting for this one more current section. But the majority of it's done.
So the agreement's current?
See, our
Forsyth. Okay.
That's why I'd see it.
All right.
Okay, let me get this to Forsyth. You're right. We had the original and the copy. We'll file the original in the clerk's office.
Coyd Boulevard, this is a current contract for the intersection down at McDonald's.
Would you not put this under City of Forsyth?
And MoDOT, probably, yeah.
Forsyth.
City of Forsyth would be a good place to put it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to keep the cities all together. That's how it looks like we're trying to sort them by the cities.
Now, it looks like the stack has got a lot less. Is that
an
accomplishment?
That's an accomplishment. This is...
Went faster than thought, and then the next thing is...
Given those people...
Who's going to keep track?
Jim take care of it.
Hey, I can get a process I'm going. Just, this is the original, isn't it? This is original. File.
The other thought I've got is, surely this isn't all the agreements.
It's not.
No way.
So maybe we send an email out to all department heads.
Well, we have park board agreements.
We need their copies because this is all we've got. So we need to send an email out to everybody and say, if you've got it, bring me your most current intergovernmental agreement with Caney County.
Yeah, because there's got to be more.
And I can tell you the clerk doesn't have all the agreements or contracts that we have.
Well, I don't know how she would find them is the problem. Yeah, I mean, we had some originals in here, so. There was a period of time where I think of...
Well, whether she got them or didn't get them, I doubt if she has them all, because I've been down there to find contracts before and haven't been able to find them. And whether her fault or not her fault doesn't matter. The fact is she doesn't have them all.
Okay.
That's my best job at not pointing...
So how do we get... What's the action to get it? How do we get the next one? How do we get the rest of them? What's the best way to do it? Send an email to somebody?
I think we send an email to department heads and other offices saying that...
To look for them.
We're like Chris Burr, health department.
Well...
Don't we have an intergovernment with the health department?
Yes, we do. Actually, you don't have it in here. We just entered into it. We did an agreement with the health department to take over animal control, and we agreed to certain things, and they agreed to certain things.
We don't have a file here.
There's no file for that there.
Right. So I'm saying we send these to Western County, the Western Fire District. How about the ambulance district? How about
we've got a mutual aid agreement with some county in Arkansas concerning emergency stuff.
Boone County. We also have the ones we just got through doing with the Corps of Engineers on those roads that are just there's three roads that I mean we just signed here two or three months
where
ago.
Where are all those cops?
Well, we probably didn't label them intergovernmental. I think it's all, they may be up in a file.
You're leaving it open to interpretation when it doesn't say intergovernmental agreement.
Right.
You say, well, it's another governmental entity, but it's not. It doesn't say intergovernmental.
So we need to clarify. So let me, Corps of Engineers, ambulance district.
Do we have anything with the ambulance?
I don't know, do we?
I think we do.
I don't think so.
Do you want to send an email anyway to them?
Doesn't hurt anything.
Western Fire District. Health department. We also talked about just now. What'd you say?
Corps of Engineers.
What county in Arkansas? Who would have that?
County, Arkansas, I would imagine. But Chris Burnt would have a copy of that. Yeah. I probably have an unsigned copy on my computer.
That's right. Elected officials.
Department heads.
Department heads. Okay, think of all the boards. Department head. Park board.
Park board,
IDA might have something.
Okay.
Sure. I don't know, planning zoning have any kind of agreements?
Well, that's part of, okay, it could be. I mean, who else? We know sheriff, prosecuting attorney might have something. Prosecuting attorney?
I mean, Road and Bridge would have a stack of them over there.
I think that they've got, and that's with Green County.
Road and Bridge will have some.
They'll have a pile of them over there.
Sheriff will have some.
Okay. We got that in there already, Sheriff. How about prosecuting a public administrator? Doesn't she do some intergovernmental stuff or not?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. You know what else? Juvenile. We have an agreement concerning the Mountain Grove facility.
Right. And also there's some agreement with the Christian County on the percentage, how we pay that out. That was on the table this morning in a few minutes.
I think we're just going to send it to all elected officials, department heads. Park board, IDA. Who else is a non-employee that we would send it to? Let's put it that way.
And you're saying intergovernmental agreements, contracts.
That's what I was going to ask you. I'm not sending this email out. We're going to try the new commission email address.
Okay.
But we're talking about any agreement.
Contract.
Between Caney County or your department.
Between
and county. Any other governmental entity.
County.
And this only deals with intergovernmental agreements. I mean, there are all kinds of agreements.
Any agreement or contract, any agreement, contract, or intergovernmental between Taney County and any government agency or your department. Please provide.
Are we going to have a file box that we keep those in like we talked?
We're going to have to.
Down in Linda's big.
Well, we're going to have to get
wall
it.
Or something.
That's. Ultimately, we have to file them somewhere, either in Linda's or upstairs, but somewhere they're going to have to be managed by. I think we should not be so tied down to the word intergovernmental, and we just say any agreement or contract.
Well, if we have agreements or contracts, we're going to just balloon this by about, this is probably less than half of the contracts.
But, I mean, I'm thinking with governmental, but with governmental entities.
Be awful nice.
There's a statutory requirement that anytime you enter into an intergovernmental agreement, nobody does it anymore, but you file it with the Secretary of State and record it in the Recorder of Deeds office. But nobody does that.
When it'd be awful nice, like whenever I got the calls from Bradleyville School and from Mark Twain, if I could have went and just pulled the file drawer out and pulled that agreement out and said, no, it's expired. I'm sorry. Need to come in. Let's get it renewed. Stick it back in there. Then we knew it needed to be renewed.
Okay.
You know, you see what I'm saying? And
this is a filing organizational thing. I mean,
well, it is, and it's, yeah. We're going to keep file by city or by agency.
Is there any way we can put these not online, but on the computer?
They're all scannable.
Yeah.
They're just now getting our scanner. The scanner upstairs is the high volume, so we can scan it and file it and all that. But we
and sub files.
Oh yeah. We can do that all day long and put it in DocuWare.
It'll make it so much easier to find these things.
I think Eugene and them's got I don't know how many out the shop out there documents of.
My concern is that how many originals.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't send the email out yet. I'm going to make sure Nikki has to send it off of her computer, I believe. But I make sure it's worded correctly.
Are we finished with that?
Today, well, we have a multitude of other agreements. We have like power
That's fine. Yeah.
We have the tower lease agreement that the Sheriff's Department just entered into. We've got, you know.
Gazillions.
We have gazillions.
Oh, yeah. All these dirt agreements. We've done 6 or 8 road dirt agreements lately.
Don't we want to meet with the clerk and try to establish organization of these?
Hannah?
She's the clerk of the... One of the terms that are often historically used is clerk of the county commission. And
really?
Your records are supposed to be kept there, and they should be in such a way that you can find them.
Maybe they are. I haven't looked for them.
Yeah. I should say that. Let's visit with the clerk to see how she's got them filed.
Once we start getting these...
We've got to get it all back first
to make sure we've got... See how current we are.
Yep. There are record systems management, records management systems and everything else that...
yes, there is.
We don't take advantage of.
Probably true.
Now the... DocuWare, is that the right term?
DocuWare is what we use internally, huh?
Is that one of those?
Well, DocuWare, there's a feature that Melissa has talked to me about, and they're supposed to have a presentation for the commission, which is a document imaging scanning product that actually does, it puts intelligence to a scanned in document, so it would put reminder dates of expiration. Say Bob needed to review it. Say we did a motion, say, okay, this motion is contingent on this Bob reviewing this contract. It could be routed to Bob. Bob can electronically sign it to know that he's actually reviewed it. And then it's routed to, say, Nikki, where then she can print it to get it signed and then scan back the originals. And so we had to have Bob's original signature saying he reviewed it.
and then the original, and then we'd have everything scanned in. So there's the high-tech part of paperless. It also gives all these checkpoints that you wouldn't have to say, Bob, did you ever review it? And he says, that was 4 years ago. I don't remember. It would have it in the file, all electronically. So that DocuWare is our base application, and this app imaging solution would be on top of it. It's not very expensive, and Bob Dixon's willing to pay half of it already. So,
what would you guys do with three new guys sitting up there, and you're just reviewing those contracts, and you've got a new county attorney, and you'd be looking at him going, I don't know what the heck that is.
Exactly.
Well, that's the reason we're fixing it today.
I don't know that we're fixing it, but we're getting there.
We're taking the first steps anyway.
Okay.
You don't need to be relying on one person or two people. Mm. You'll be in a mess.
Okay, done. Hey! Guys, I think we got a new cartoon.
Porky Rang?
I believe so.
Who is it?
John? Dear Commissioners, the County Commission appoints members to its Tourism Enhancement Board. It was promised to voters it would make it release valve for people and make sure it appointed to things.
He wanted a request for bids or a request for qualifications every once in a while on the DMOs, I think.
Oh, he's saying that why don't we audit the Tourism Enhancement District now, since we just...
And wait,
it's audit season is what he's calling this.
$26,000, huh?
$35 million in tax dollars awarded with no bids is what his cartoon is.
He's been, I mean, I'm not saying he's wrong. He's right that he bids, but he's been beating that drum for a while.
Well, at least we've got it.
We don't need to be discussing this since it's a possible topic.
Well, you've got one, too, on your email.
Yeah, I just got it. It
goes to file 13 there. That's all I have under administrative. We're good till 12:30, I believe.
Very well.
No, we were going to table yesterday discussion about
those roads.
Roads.
Oh, you want to go ahead and talk about that? That'd be great.
I think it's going to be a longer discussion than what we.
I have to leave at 10:45.
Okay.
So I've got 35 minutes to talk about this.
Did you table the executive the other day, too?
Oh, yeah, we tabled executive.
Yeah.
We got the executive to table, personnel, and then the...
Well, let's take care of that first, don't you think, if we need to, or do you guys want to talk about those roads?
Okay.
We've got to make a decision on these roads. We can't have people coming in with petitions and being in a state of confusion like we were yesterday.
I'm for taking in Meadow Lane and looking at these things on a case-by-case basis. You knew that already, Dale.
Absolutely. And your answer is usually always yes. I don't think there's ever been any roads you've ever voted against that I've been on.
There is.
Has there? Since I've been here?
And I'm glad you brought that up. I hope I did. We took in a road, and I had a comment about it this week or last week that you can see from 160. We've taken in two roads. This is for your day.
Okay.
No, maybe one of them wasn't. But we did it on a cost share with the citizen.
Yeah. And you rode against that cost share.
And one of them is, I heard criticism this last few days because you can see it from 160. And here's this huge big area where we've built it up. I mean, it's all nice work. I'm all in favor of the work. But it pretty much benefited one person. So, yeah, I voted against a road or two.
Okay, I just...
Yep. You didn't ask for all that, but...
I would... my position is either we put a maximum number of roads we're going to take in annually, or we just don't take any in, and we doesn't get into the subjectiveness.
Okay. I've got a little bit different view on that, Jim. And
okay.
I think I expressed it the other day is... We have been liberal in taking in roads, mainly subdivisions, which we've had lots of probably more questions and trouble with subdivisions than we have anything else because we weren't prepared right. We didn't have planning and zoning wasn't established enough to give us parking spaces alongside the streets. We didn't have them wide enough. We didn't have curb and guttering. We didn't have a lot of things. Okay, all that set aside, people pay daily road and bridge tax. Those people that do not have a county road that have paid road and bridge tax for since the existence, since the 80s, mm-hmm. 70s, as a matter of fact, 76 or 78, have the same right as a citizen that moves in here and that moves into a subdivision and has lived there for a year or two and their road's been taken into the county. If they meet the requirements, now here's where the kicker that I have. I think that the road should be taken in under a classification of Class 6 to be upgraded as
that doesn't do anything
for money is available.
That doesn't do anything, though. I mean, Class 6 is a non-paved road.
Yeah, it does a lot.
Nothing.
Yeah, it does.
Well, let me pull up the
let me tell you
classification.
What, well, let me tell you what I think. Then it should be then, and then that way you this is a road superintendent's deal, but we used to handle it. What it does, Jim, it lets people get a road prepared with the right width, the right ditch lines, the subdivisions can do whatever they want to. They can go ahead and do their asphalt or whatever they want to prepare, whatever, but it lets a road, something we got away from because we were taking in so many roads was the fact that we did not let the roads set. It used to be mandatory. We let them set for a year before we done anything to them.
Well,
and it let those settling spots, those places, those dig outs, that eliminates that. There's lots of things that can be accomplished by taking in a road and letting it set.
Okay, well, Class 6 is classified as a service road or a dead-end road. No maintenance, no schedule, no snow removal. It's strictly aggregate or an unimproved road, and the right-of-way is 30 feet, and the driving surface is 10 to 16 feet.
Well, that's all been changed.
I just got this from the road bridge guy Thursday.
Well, we haven't taken in one less than 40 feet since I've been here, and I guess Chuck and Ron.
But so the Class 6, according to what I just got from the road and bridge guy, is worthless for what we're applying to, because Class 5 gets closer, and it talks about ditch cleaning, talks about mowing and brushing.
Yeah.
But once again, that's if we're going to take it in, it's going to cost us money.
I'm not sure what you're saying 100%, but with that Class 6 status,
mm-hmm.
is nothing, as you said.
Correct.
But if we got a road, and there's some of them out there, and Carlton doesn't fit that exactly because it's more than a Class 6, but let's just say we got a road, been there for a good long while, there's two or three people like you're talking about, Danny, it's paying sales tax every day, and we haven't taken anything less than 40 foot in, and I hope we don't,
mm-hmm.
but I don't see any reason for not leaving that there, because who knows, one of these comes along, and that's all they've got, and I think we ought to have the ability to take it in, run a road grader over it once a year, and put three loads of rock on it, and the cost of that maintenance is, and the time involved is just
minimal.
Little of nothing. It's very minimal. And I think we, although we don't do that hardly, or maybe ever since I've been here, but I think we ought to have the ability to do that.
We do 60 miles.
Because it's amazing what comes to the front, and you would have thought in the last years we would have seen all this stuff.
I'm not against roads coming in, but our budget, we're still, the road and bridge can't afford what we're doing now.
But
so why would we take in roads that would increase their operational expense?
My discussion there would be, we're in a transition. I think we need to look at this year or this 6 months or whatever as a transition period from what we were doing last year and the previous number of years to a maintenance-only position.
Okay.
And, you know, if we get stretched so thin, we may have to neglect some roads because we don't have the time and the money to do it. We just need to transition and see where we're at until we can get a handle on what we can maintain. Anyway, I'm just awful concerned about saying we're not going to take in any more roads because I'm not for that.
I know.
And maybe we don't. Maybe Meadow's the last one. I doubt it, but maybe it is. But just saying absolutely no more or setting a limit, I think, will come back and bother me.
Well, I disagree.
But
I disagree.
I understand. And I may be bothered that we get to the point and we don't have the money to maintain what we got. That's going to be a terrible spot, and that's kind of your angle, I think. But until we can work our way to that, anyway.
Danny, what's your thoughts?
I said too much.
Well, you've got a definition there that needs to be adjusted, and Chuck doesn't want adjusted, but that's fine. I'll go along with part of that. Here's what my thought is. When we run a road grader down a Class 6, and there's 50, 60 miles of Tanger County that's still dirt and gravel.
Right.
And we do that on a regular basis. Those roads were taken in as Class 6 and have never been changed. But those people get the service of their road and bridge tax, just like everybody else does. And I want to treat everybody fairly. Those roads that are taken in, take them in at Class 6 or 5 or whatever standard we want to say. I keep using the word Class 6. Let's just say take them in as a dirt or gravel road that is maintained two or three times a year with a road grader, and the dig out places that we spend more on a dig out in certain subdivisions than we do taking in 5 miles of dirt road that can be just graveled and maintained.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Go east of us a county or two, and that's about all they're doing.
That's all they
just described.
And see,
and if we have to go back to a 5-man crew,
go ahead. Here's another thing, Jim, that you're not thinking about that we do, is we have road graders. And I was the guy that almost turned the key that stopped it, and I'm glad it didn't happen. We had road graders that were setting. Had two graders that were sitting in locations for a long period of time. I said, let's sell those road graders. We discussed it as a commission. Just so happened, this was in the fall, we had an ice storm that the plow trucks could not cut. And we used every one of those graders, and we used them for all winter long on the grading. And I made the comment right over to the people in the audience. I said, thank goodness you didn't listen to me when I said we had stuff sitting that we couldn't use because we had to have it. There was roads that had to have that grader because the snow plows couldn't cut it. Now, we can man those graders and take care of the maintenance on these new roads that we take in. On a base gravel road. We've already got 60 miles of them. We're doing that way. We're not doing anything any different.
Okay, but any road we take in, you have to agree it costs money.
Mm-hmm.
Every road, every foot that we take in costs money.
Mm-hmm.
And if we've got a department that was hemorrhaging cash, we still don't know if we're going to be balanced budget after the end of this year, why would we put more burden on them?
Okay.
Very good. I mean, that's a good point.
It is. Taking a look at the roads, and I think our record keeping is good enough now. The two roads I had on my mind that I don't think I voted for And there's some other ones we did pretty considerable improvements on. Mm-hmm. Not including the huge improvements like the Bluff Road and Casey Road and Buchanan Road.
Right.
But, and you pull Casey out of there, what I'm trying to say is if you look at the money we spend on all those roads, upgrading them and making them much better, and then look at what it takes to maintain them, I think it's going to be a huge, less money than what we've been spending, so that we, and that's what I'm trying to say is I think as we get off of this improve everything, or take in a road and then build it up the way we'd like to have it, if we just maintain it what it is, and the ones we've got maintained, I think our cost is going to come way down.
Then maybe we have a conversation with Frank to make sure he understands that. Because, not saying he doesn't understand that, but
we have been so, I think you used the word liberal, Danny, I agree. We take in a road and we don't even talk about it. They just go do it. Mm-hmm. And now if we take in another road, we need to be very specific about, all right, this is for the money we want spent.
I mean, you heard the road and bridge superintendent yesterday said he'd rather us not take any roads in this year.
I didn't hear him say
he
that.
He said that from the platform, no. from the microphone.
He said it several times.
Yeah, he said, if it was up to me, I wouldn't take any roads in this year.
I didn't hear him say that. I'm just joking.
Here's one thing that I want you to think about just a little bit, and it's already taken place 2 years ago.
10:30 or 10:45?
10:45.
We do not have a endless supply of funding. We have a 10-year road and bridge tax that has to be passed by the people. If the citizens that are told that we are not going to take any more roads in, when that tax comes around next time, if I'm that citizen, I may vote no on it. Me, not personally, I'm just saying if I'm that citizen that has a road out there, but if I have a road that's been taken in and the county is maintaining to the minimum standard, I can see voting for it. But if they say no more roads, I can see how they could vote no on it and there would be no road and bridge funding.
Can I ask a question, Mr. Attorney? Wasn't there a statute that established that we're responsible for all public roads?
That's a bunch of hooey. I'm not the attorney.
This is an attorney general's opinion.
He's a good attorney general, but I don't like his opinion.
Several statutes, and said something about, to the extent that money's available, the county's to take care of all public roads. That was an attorney general's opinion from about 1981, John Ashcroft's administration. And
the key is...
statutes, and I can go get it for you here.
The key is where there's money available. And if we got 600 miles of road, we're going to maintain what we've got money to maintain. Or if they make us take care of all of them, we're going to maintain what we can take care of.
If the road and bridge tax doesn't get re-upped...
we have nothing.
You won't have any employees in Road and Bridge. You'll be selling off equipment, and people won't have any of their roads taken care of unless we go back to a property tax. So I can't imagine voting against it, but I understand the sentiment.
The property tax may still be available. I don't know how that works. I was talking to Ron Houseman about that because he was here when all that happened. But anyway, yeah, we'd be in a terrible shape if it didn't get voted on. But Danny's right. I mean, if you're saying no more, period, well, I'm not going to vote for that.
Probably 10 to 15% of the money that is brought in the sales tax is paid for by county residents. The rest is paid for people from outside.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be horrible if the people from Taney County had to pay for all of county government all by themselves for the property tax. Mm-hmm. They'd be in a world of hurt. They don't realize how well they have it.
I preach that every so often. And this wouldn't be a chip and seal road.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for all the things that happened on the
road. That's my position on the... We had a discussion on the roads, and that's my position on the roads. It's nothing more than a class 6.
Case-by-case basis is what he's saying.
Okay, so when we take a road in, do we establish the classification?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says right on there, class 6, 4.
So what's the petition for Meadow Lark or whatever this road is?
I'd have to dig it up. I don't remember.
Okay.
Now, here's another thing, Jim, that has been done in the past and has not been mentioned much, but we've got chip and seal roads out here that people have went in and chip and sealed to a lower standard than what than what it should be. We took rippers in there, turned that road, ripped it up, turned it upside down, mixed that mixture that they had in on a few loads of base on top of it and rolled it in, and they had a better road that wasn't a chip and seal road than they had before.
Right.
And those are kinds of things that you learn from people like Gene and people who've been in the business for a long time. We went up here to Birmingham, I believe is the name of this. It may not be. It's right on top of the hill on the left.
It is.
And there was a little road off to the left there. And the road was in terrible shape. You couldn't drive down it for the potholes and everything, but it had been rightfully done. Right. It was an asphalt road and everything. Took Gene up there, and Gene said, look, I can make this thing into a nice road down through here that the people will be proud of. And never put any asphalt on it. Hmm. And I said, okay, and show me. They took a grader up there and ripped right down the middle of it, took all that material, rolled it to the top, rolled it down, put base on top of it, rolled it in on that mixture, and go up there now. It's just like a concrete road down through there.
Now, here's my story, and I thought about this when you and I went out to Horizon Hills the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Sycamore Log Church Road.
Yep.
That road was improved. How long ago? Were you here when they improved
four,
that?
Five
Johnny
years ago.
Yeah. And I don't know if
it's
we had
been
any
stages, but it
but we did a big thing, and I don't know
got
if
a
there
lot
was
of trees
I don't know if there was any engineering done. I think maybe just survey, and we did it. Right. Our road and bridge department did it. That when Mr. Adler was here, and that's a nice road. I mean, that improvement, we did a fabulous job, and we just had that over and over and over again, and we're to the point now we've got to cut back on it. We can't make those improvements. We can do the little site distance things like we did yesterday, you know, that cost $1,000. But
in hearing you guys, though, this Meadow Ridge request that was yesterday,
right?
There's no reason why to deny it, though.
Not in my opinion. It goes back years that we've been plowing it. We've been doing some maintenance on it. There's no reason not to.
I wasn't in favor of it, but I can see their point. If it was turned over to a commissioner that they thought was going to get the job done for them and it met all the requirements and somehow it got lost, it's not their fault that it got lost. I'm not in favor. If we're going to say no more roads, or if we're going to say minimum roads, that road there in 2 years is going to be in terrible shape. From the pictures we looked at.
I agree.
I'm not in favor of taking in roads and doing a total asphalt.
But so in your philosophy, that they pay road and bridge tax, so therefore we should take that road in because we'll just do no maintenance to it for the next 2 years.
No, that's not my philosophy.
What? So why would you vote against that road?
Why would I vote against taking that road in?
Mm-hmm.
Because what I recommended has nothing to do with a asphalt surface that has to be cost, where you chip and seal a road or where you asphalt a road has nothing to do with a greater maintenance road that, like Chuck said, every other county in this state has numerous jobs. I don't know how you fix that problem.
Well, I mean, this is the problem, though. If we don't establish a policy,
mm-hmm.
then every road on the west side I'm going to vote for, and every road on the east side you're going to vote for, and it becomes an east-west struggle for road coverage.
No, because you'll vote the west, you'll vote the east, I'll vote for all of them, so they all get taken in.
exactly. Some
joke to what you were
there
saying.
There is some joke, very little joke.
But do you understand what I'm...
Well, I understand, but I guess my question is, if we take Chuck's philosophy of minimum road or no maintenance, or basically snow removal and just repair potholes as they come around for this next 12 months...
But using Meadow as your mm-hmm. question, we're talking, I mean, here's a road developed, has stood up the test, except for the deterioration that we see on the pictures. But we don't have soft spots to go in and fix. Like Danny said, we spend more on some soft spots
right.
than we do on maintenance. We go in there and chip and, I would hope we chip and seal it from what Frank showed us yesterday. But then we're done for 5 or 7 years, and it's a minimal cost when you think to what we've been spending on roads, and you can just I bet you anything.
I'll give you another scenario. Frank, it's going to happen this year. Okay. Here's another scenario. Okay. The rest of Savannah Lake.
Savannah Place.
Yeah.
And here we are. Why we took in those roads?
That was before me, by the way. Isn't it?
Probably before me. I don't know.
Okay.
We've had them a long time.
So you would say take the rest of those in.
It doesn't make any sense that we've taken in that subdivision, but we've left off this part of the road, and we've left off this part of the road.
Okay.
And I don't know how long that's been there, but thankfully they were evidently fairly decent roads because, they've held up for a lot of years.
Let's assume that Horizon Hills gets all of its easements signed, hold harmless. Should we take all those roads in?
Afraid so.
Okay, so...
But again...
We're up to about 8 miles of road already.
But seriously, let's get a cost of what it takes to keep them from falling. I mean, Horizon Hills, they've gone in there, they've repaired the soft spots.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's pretty decent road. Savannah Place, still fairly decent road. Now, we've had other cases where a developer's gone in and hadn't done a good job, and right. we've had to come back in and just, tear up like Danny just shared over here and spend all kinds of money. And
okay.
I may surprise you there and vote against them. I don't know that there's any more out there, but there could be.
Okay.
Where they put in and this, hey, they just don't do their job.
I'm 100% for what you're going to, Jim, as far as not going over budget. But I think that we have to look at a different form of road and bridge than what we've had in the past 10 years.
Okay.
I mean, we, and don't get me wrong, I think that the projects have been done. I think the Casey Road project is a great project for the city of Forsyth. I think that the Boys Camp Road, which was a hazard down there, we did it all ourselves and everything. It cost us a lot of dollars to blast that bluff off down there. But it's at least safe for the public to travel. Buchanan Road out there, where the school's at. That thing was a mess before we started in on it. Now, something that's never been...
Kids and accidents.
Yeah, and something that's never been brought up. Is I'd like to take the total dollar figure on Buchanan Road and match it again Casey Road, and I'll guarantee you it won't miss it very far. Because anyway, all we hear is Casey, Casey, Casey over here whenever Buchanan Road has walls on both sides and rock and everything. And if you took the one of them was contracted out, so we knew what the dollar amount was. The other one was done by Road and Bridge, and at that time the records seemed to have disappeared on...
And I'd like to say the same thing about it as I did about Sycamore Log Church Road.
Yeah.
A fine road done by our crew.
Well, here, if we're going to do the personnel, we need to go ahead and stop the road discussion because it's on Monday's agenda for the road.
Yeah.
And if we want to do the 10 minutes for executive personnel, that's tabled from yesterday because then I have to leave.
Okay.
You want to do that?
That'd be fine.
All right.
Recess or motion to go into executive personnel.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Here you go. Could you put that in your file there? Thank you.